Welcome to the NACO podcast. Join us as we bring you stories of innovation in counties across the country, cover local government best practices, and provide updates on the issues critical to local government. The National Association of Counties is your resource in fostering healthy, vibrant, safe, and resilient counties across America. As part of NACO's commitment to enhancing economic prospects in America's rural counties, we're releasing a three-part podcast series highlighting economic development in rural areas. The first podcast focused on community planning, and today's podcast, part two in the series, features local and national stories about building successful food systems. Yolo County, California, and the United States Department of Agriculture are working to improve food security, ensure access to nutritional food, and bolster the viability of America's agricultural industry. We spoke with Don Saylor.
My name is Don Saylor. I'm a county supervisor in Yolo County.
And Colleen Landkamer.
My name's Colleen Landkamer. I'm the state director for USDA Rural Development in Minnesota.
Colleen is a former county commissioner from Blue Earth County, Minnesota, and served as NACO president from 2006 to 2007. We spoke with Colleen and Don to discuss how Yolo County and USDA Rural Development are working to grow and strengthen local and regional food systems. The term food system refers to all of the elements involved with food in a community. This includes growing, harvesting, processing, and distributing, as well as food consumption and disposal. Counties are focused on building thriving food systems, which include healthy, locally grown products, nutritious meals, and equitable distribution of high-quality foods. A highly developed food system has many benefits for the community, including promoting a high quality of life, improving public health, creating jobs, and growing the economy.
USDA is helping to give producers of all sizes opportunities to improve their bottom line, keeping American farmers and ranchers on the farm, and strengthening the American agricultural economy, while simultaneously improving local food access and options for consumers. Producers can earn more when the agricultural infrastructure they rely on, processing, aggregation, and distribution, shipping and sales, when it thrives. As these local supply chains grow, they create more jobs and more prosperity in rural America.
USDA Rural Development offers resources and support around food issues to communities across the country. Colleen from USDA Rural Development discussed the importance of partnerships and relationships when it comes to building strong food systems.
Rural Development specifically focuses on rural areas, but many other agencies within USDA support local foods on a broad scale. Leveraging funds and resources is one of the key factors that not only contributes to the success of USDA programs, but also that of its partners and the local foods projects that result. In Minnesota, for example, USDA Rural Development has a very close relationship with our sister agencies, the Farm Service Agency and the Natural Resource Conservation Service, that help cross-promote programs in support of similar projects. USDA also works closely with state agencies, such as the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, on programs such as the Farm to School Grant Program, and investing in value-added local foods projects. There's no doubt about it, but relationships are critical. It takes a bunch of partners to make this stuff happen.
Supervisor Saylor of Yolo County also emphasized the necessity of local and regional level partnerships in food system development at the county level.
I think the essential characteristic of our county's approach is to work within an ecosystem of multiple stakeholders and actors. We are partners with the university, with farming interests, with farmers markets and food bank and various parts of the distribution system. So our role is to convene and to establish the policy framework for the other actors to succeed within.
One way USDARD is emphasizing the importance of connecting producers to new market opportunities is through its Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food initiative.
USDA Rural Development started Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food initiative in 2009 to help connect producers with new opportunities in local and regional marketing. The Know Your Farmer website is on the USDA page. It has a comprehensive list of grant and loan opportunities, a map of USDA investments, and other resources to support local and regional food systems.
Another resource USDA provides to communities across the United States is the Farm to School Grant Program, which helps improve access to local foods in schools by providing planning, implementation, and support service grants.
USDA's Farm to School Grant Program has funded about 159 projects in 49 states and the District of Columbia since the program began in 2013. According to USDA's Farm to School Census, schools spent over $385 million on local food purchases during the 2011-2012 school year.
For more information, you can visit USDA's Farm to School website at www.fns.usda.gov/farm-to-school. Meanwhile, Yolo County developed its own Farm to School program through a grant from the California Department of Food and Agriculture.
Our agriculture commissioner, about 5 years ago or so, launched a Farm to School program, and that program was supported by a specialty crop grant through the California Department of Food and Agriculture. What the program consists of is pulling together some menus for the food programs for elementary and high schools around the county, and to provide the menus so that the schools can better use locally grown produce. That convening involved the school nutrition officers, food activists, farmers. Has been up and running for several years now.
Both USDA and Yolo County act as conveners to link food producers, markets, and consumers. USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service, or AMS, helps to bolster the country's farmers' markets.
USDA has helped more consumers connect directly with farmers through AMS's Farmers Market Promotion Program, which provides assistance to over 630 projects nationwide to grow and expand farmers markets and other direct marketing opportunities. The 2014 Farm Bill expanded FMPP to include Local Food Promotion Program, which is LFPP, which supports other local food marketing channels like food hubs, distribution networks, and CSAs. During the first funding cycle, LFPP received about 300 applications and was able to fund over 190 projects.
You can find out more at www.ams.usda.gov. Other USDA resources and opportunities include assistance for food hubs, schools, and small businesses.
Since 2009, USDA has supported about 3,000 projects nationwide to build new opportunities in local and regional foods, mainly through programs authorized in the Farm Bill. In Minnesota, just for an example, rural development has investments in local food at about $5 million. In fiscal year 14 alone, rural development facilitated over 170 new markets for local foods, including food hubs, scale-appropriate processing, and distribution networks. They're connecting rural producers with new sources of revenue and creating jobs. And the Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food initiative helps support local food projects through existing rural development programs such as business and industry loan guarantees, value-added producer grants, community facilities, loans, and grants that finance everything from rural food hubs to connecting local food systems with schools for healthier meals. Through these programs, USDA can help schools upgrade their kitchen equipment to accommodate locally grown produce, upgrade heating, cooling, HVAC systems to energy-efficient models, and reduce annual energy costs. We can also help local producers and retailers with feasibility studies and technical assistance to help determine the best way to open or expand new markets.
Meanwhile, Yolo County facilitates food system connections through its Yolo Food Connect program and by supporting the agricultural research at UC Davis.
Since fall of 2011, we've been convening a group we call Yolo Food Connect. We invite everyone who's connected to food, whether it's a food assistance program like the Women, Infant, Children program or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, we call it CalFresh here, the people who work in that area, as well as the farmers markets and the food bank, farmers, grocers, food activists, social justice actors. So we bring these people together about once a quarter. The county has been convening that, and we've been spinning off projects. An example of one of those projects is what we call Kids Farmers Market, where the food bank goes to the schools in our county that have the highest proportion of free and reduced meal participation. We go to those schools once a week with fresh, locally grown produce and set it up like a farmer's market, and the children receive a bag and play money, and they go around and shop at the farmer's market, and then they take the food home. In addition to that, the University of California, Davis, is on a much broader scale engaged in bringing together the food actors on a global stage. So our campus here has launched what they call the World Food Center and has footprint around the globe in biotech research, seed research and production, and just every aspect of the food system that you can imagine. So those convenings are a part of our ecosystem on an ongoing basis as well.
Yolo's integrated food system demonstrates the importance of connecting food producers, markets, and consumers. The Yolo Food Connect and Kids Farmers Market programs illustrate how the county engages with this work on the local level, while Yolo's larger-scale agricultural programs show the possibilities for counties in the global market. Another important aspect of Yolo's food system is conserving the local agricultural industry. The county has used zoning and tax abatement to incentivize farmland preservation.
Goals that the county government has is to have planning and zoning policies that preserve the capacity and vitality of the agricultural industry. So some of the things that we've done along those lines is that we have zoning restriction on subdividing land that's in agricultural zones. So you can't subdivide to parcel sizes less than 40 acres, as an example. We have set up an agricultural development fund to receive impact fees. Our intention then is to reinvest those impact fees that are deposited in the Ag Development Fund into operations that will go into the countryside. And we have for a long time had a tax incentive for people to secure their land for agricultural use in perpetuity, or at least for 10-year contracts at a time. In return for them signing on to this contract, they pay a reduced property tax rate that's based on the value of ag land rather than the market value for some other purpose like a subdivision or a shopping center, which sometimes prices the farmers out.
For local leaders, one of the most important considerations confronted within a food system is food security. People are food secure when they have access to enough food and when that food meets nutrition requirements. Many people are not food secure. The USDA estimates that about 14% of households in the U.S. experienced food insecurity at some point during 2013. The USDA is working to lower that number.
USDA has expanded access to healthy foods in underserved communities by making EBT available at farmers markets. Over 5,000 farmers markets now accept EBT, and SNAP redemption at farmers markets nationwide rose from 4 million in 2009 to over 21 million in 2013.
EBT, or electronic benefit transfer, enables SNAP and other benefits to be stored on a payment card, similar to an ATM or credit card. SNAP, USDA's Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, provides nutrition assistance to many low-income people.
In September, USDA announced another program, the Application for Food Insecurity Nutrition Incentive Program. It's a new Farm Bill program to help low-income consumers purchase more fruits and vegetables, particularly locally grown produce, by providing incentives at the point of purchase.
More information can be found by visiting www.crees.usda.gov and searching nutrition incentive.
Our county is not immune to the issues of food security that are being faced around the country. In Yolo County, it's about 35,000 to 40,000 of our 205,000 people are categorized as food insecure. And this is a really an irony because of what we do here is raise food to feed the world. And many of the people who are categorized as food insecure actually work in the farm areas. And we have food deserts in our urban areas and actually in our rural areas, which is even more challenging because of the distances that people have to travel. So we've been attacking hunger and food security on several levels. One of them is to simply increase the participation by eligible populations in the existing food support systems. But that's only a short-term objective because the real goal is to have folks become self-sustaining and be able to provide for themselves and their families. Right now, though, in Yolo County and around the country as well, food banks have become something that they weren't designed to do. Food banks are intended to be emergency places where you go if you're down on your luck for a short time, but they've become the place of first resort instead of the place of last resort, and it's really taxing. So we are working here in Yolo to expand the food bank with the idea that it's actually an aggregation and distribution hub for food.
One of the ways that communities are combating food insecurity is by organizing creative initiatives around CSAs, or community-supported agriculture.
Kind of an interesting thing happening with our community-supported agriculture. This is an approach that I'm sure many people are familiar with, where a local farm has subscriptions to the surrounding communities, so that whatever is being harvested at that season is put in a box and distributed either at a central drop-off place or right to the door. Well, one of our largest CSA providers has added a checkoff on the order form so that if somebody chooses to, they can subscribe for another box to go to a needy family. So here we've got a private business that has recognized that there is food insecurity in our midst, and they've started participating in a unique way, a business-driven model that doesn't involve eligibility workers and government regulations and so forth.
One of our relationships is with Region 5 Regional Development Corporation in northwestern Minnesota. They created the Sprout Program, which facilitates a wide variety of partners to invest in local projects. They're doing prescriptions for local foods. They've worked with local physicians. And so people who are underserved can get a prescription from their doctor. They have 50 members right now that are receiving this. They get a CSA every 2 weeks of local foods. So there's some really interesting things going on, and I'm just excited about the opportunities that are there for rural America.
We asked Colleen if she could leave us with any advice on accessing the wealth of resources USDA provides to support local and regional food systems.
My best advice to people listening to the podcast is to call or email your local USDA Rural Development Office for more information. There are many models in the nation right now that can be learned from, and I also suggest people look at some of those models. Region 5 Development Corporation, the Sprout Project, is a perfect example of that.
Yolo County and USDA Rural Development underline the importance of growing local and regional food systems, especially in rural regions. Yolo County's wide-spanning projects, from food equity and CSAs to agricultural research and farmland preservation, reveal the county's holistic approach to food system development, while USDA's leadership, programming, and assistance brighten the food system prospects of communities across the country. To hear the first podcast in our Rural Counties podcast series, go to www.nacopodcast.org/communityplanning. For more information about NACO's work with rural communities, go to www.naco.org/rural, where you can read the full report featuring Yolo County. A big thank you to Don Saylor from Yolo County, California, and Colleen Landkamer from USDA Rural Development in Minnesota for joining us. Be sure to check back for more podcasts at www.nacopodcast.org.